Some guys don't need decaffeinated tea to go to sleep at night. When you put in as much work as Keystone head coach Jeff Holzhauer does,
he never sleeps.
You don't need that decaffeinated tea. Coach, how are you, man?
I'm really good. Thanks for having us tonight.
Well, you guys have a couple of interesting matchups in the early stages of the season. We'll talk about the DeFranco tournament matchup coming up next week when you guys take on Midview. But you guys get a really cool opportunity about 6 days later when you play at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse against Medina. That has to be a really cool experience that you and the kids are really excited about.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We have a good relationship with the guys over at Medina. The athletic director is actually a Keystone guy. So this is something that we had in the works for a little while. We wanted to play Medina. It didn't work at their place. So he said, hey, I have an idea. Let's try to make this work, and we're pretty excited that it's going to happen.
When you get into an environment like that, I mean, how long does it take to get past that hickory moment, right, where you measure the hoop, right, you see it's 10 feet, you know, just like our hoop? Do you think any of that's at play when you guys get out there and at least warm up?
I hope so for Medina. like we know, and you guys know what we're up against, and we're hoping that a situation like this maybe levels the playing field a little bit for us. Hopefully Medina's in a little bit more awe of that than our kids, and we're going to really coach them up the best we can to make our kids as prepared as we can get them. So we're really looking forward to that day.
How's the backcourt shaping up?
Good. We have a lot of experience. Our point guards, Ethan Sokolowski, is a senior. He's been starting for us since his sophomore year. He's a great shooter. He can shoot it. He can handle it. He can distribute it. He's a kid that, you know, I think a lot of these coaches here tonight will tell you that, you know, the point guard position sometimes is a little bit of a lost art in basketball today. You have a lot of guards, but you always want a point guard, and he's a point guard.
Would you say a point guard then is defined by a guy that can dribble himself all by himself, get out of trouble, get out of pressure, and help others do the same?
Yeah, and that's what we talked to Ethan about a lot. His really good ball handling skills, and what we always talk about him is you have to make everybody else around you better. And if that means scoring, then you got to score. If that means giving up the ball, then you got to give it up. If that means handling pressure, you got to handle pressure. But Ethan does a really good job of that. And he's a kid that's been on our program for a long time. He is our best worker. He's a relentless worker. He loves the game. So we're pretty fortunate to have a kid like that.
Well, he's the only starter that you have coming back from last year, correct?
That is correct.
But you guys do have a number of letter winners that are going to join him as well. So who are some of the guys returning from last year that didn't start?
Yeah, we graduated a good class, but, you know, I feel like the guys that we have stepping in this year, we feel really confident about. We have some seniors. Colin Rodick, he led us in three-point shooting last year. He's a lights-out shooter, and we like to bring him off the bench for energy last year. He's a great kid. Brian Sayers is a 6'5 senior we have for us. He also came off the bench, but he's kind of transformed his body a little bit. He's lost some weight. He's become more agile and quick, and he's been in better shape. He's running the floor well, so he's had some really good scrimmages for us. Dylan Naylor is just coming off a fantastic football season. He was our tailback, and he rushed for over 1,000 yards the last couple years. He's a really tough, hard-nosed kid. A lot of people don't realize that he's a good basketball player, too. He's been playing basketball his whole life. That kind of wraps up our seniors. And then we have Sean Satterly, who came off the bench as a junior last year. Really, really nice scorer for us. So we have some nice pieces, and we're really, really looking forward to this basketball season.
On defense, when you really need it, and a lot of times you see this near the end of a first half or maybe an opponent will go on an early fourth quarter run, can you get the defensive stops you need, the takeaways, as it were, to maybe get a pair of your own back-to-back baskets or start your own 6 or 8-0 runs?
That's kind of been our staple at Keystone for years. And in the last couple of years, I felt like we kind of got away from it a little bit. So we were trying to bring back that physical presence that we've been known for. So you either have these physical guys that can't shoot a lick, but they can turn people over, or you have these more finesse shooters. And I think we're kind of in the middle of trying to figure that out right now. So this group that we have this year, they're very athletic. We've shown some signs of some toughness, but we really, what we talk about all the time and we hang our hats on is you have to get stops in the half court. You have to get defensive stops in the half court. And we've been able to mix in some pressure over the years a little bit, and I think this is a group that can mix in some pressure and turn some people over. But those are the things that we're working on right now. We're trying.
What would you say is going to be the identity of this team? Seems like you've got a little bit of everything. We've talked about Sokolowski, and you know, you've got Rodick, one of the best shooters in the area, as you mentioned. Also, Brian Sayers, you're hoping is going to give you a little more experience, especially down low as well. What do you think will be the identity of this team this year?
I hope it's teamwork. If it's teamwork, we're going to win a lot of games. We have all the pieces to be as good as our kids want to be. And, you know, this is what we talk to our kids about all the time. If they can get along on the court and they can share the ball, we're going to be pretty good. And I remember a couple years ago, we had a nice group, and I remember, you know, Alan Januzzi, who was on here first today, talked about how well our kids shared the ball, and it was the night we clinched our conference championship, and it was a really, really good group, and Ethan was a part of that group. He was our sophomore point guard, and that group just kind of came together and just shared and shared and shared, and if these guys can do that, we'll be just fine.
How many of these players stick together over the summer, play together in the off season? Get in their cars and maybe play kids from another school on some other park. Well, I don't know if kids even play in the parks anymore.
They don't.
No.
They
dating
don't.
Myself there.
We need to organize it. If we organize it, our kids love to play. They love to play. Sometimes you wish they want to work on their games a little bit more, but they love to play.
Define the difference for our listeners on that. That's a great point you bring up.
Yeah, so Ethan's a perfect example. Ethan works on his game and he loves to play, but Ethan wants to get in the gym for individual purposes so he can go through his drills and he can get better individually. Most kids just want to run up and down an open gym and they want to play, and you can get better by playing, but the kids that really want to work at their game are the ones that are in there. They're by themselves.
Skill building.
Skill. They're yeah. just trying to get better. So those are the kids that you can't always win with kids that just want to play. But you need those kids too. They got to love coming in the gym every day and just playing. And we have plenty of those kids. And we have a few kids sprinkled in that love to work at their game at all our levels, all the way down to our youth. So that makes me feel pretty excited about what we have in the future. But there's a big difference between kids that just want to run up and down and play and the kids that want to come in the gym and work. Big, big difference.
You guys are going to be tested early on in the year. We've alluded to two of your non-conference matchups already. I was looking down at your non-conference matchups, and I thought, holy smokes, you're not going to take it easy on these guys early on. They're really going to be tested out of the chute. Give us an idea as to how tough this non-conference schedule is for you guys.
Well, it's tough. And, you know, moving into our new conference, you know, I'm one of the few coaches out there that I'm going to miss Buckeye and I'm going to miss Fairview. Buckeye was our biggest rival. Keystone and Buckeye have been going back and forth for years. And they've been great for us. And we've been great for them. And I talk with Coach Harrington about it all the time. And I'm sad that they're gone. And Fairview has a great group of kids too, and they're gone. So those are some games that we're missing. So with that being said, I wanted to go out and try to find the best teams that we can. And you know, Keystone's never won a district championship. We've had a nice basketball rich history where we've had some really nice teams and done some great things, but we've never won a district championship, and that D2 district over there is not easy to win. So I like our conference. I like the teams that we have in our conference, but we need to do more than that. We need to go out and we need to be tested, and we need to try to find out how our kids face adversity. And I want to find the best teams in our area, and in Keystone basketball, year in and year out, we will go play anybody anywhere. So that's kind of our philosophy, and at the end of the day, we don't really care what our record is. I mean, I don't care what our record is. I want the best possible basketball team that we can put on the floor at the end of the year, and we're going to do whatever we can to get there. So,
you know, the best testament to that is these teams that you've got on your schedule, they've agreed to play you.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest sign of respect. 20 years ago, they probably wouldn't have returned the fax or phone call.
Well, there's a lot of old-timers. There's a lot of old-timers around LaGrange right now that they get pretty excited about the Liria game. So that's a program that, you know, we had some good teams back in the 70s and 80s, and they would scrimmage Elyria's JV team. Our varsity would scrimmage Elyria's JV team. That's where the gap was back then. And we had some really good athletes back then. And I'm even going all the way back to the Dill brothers that are both you know, they
and
were
even Chuck Sturgill.
They were Mr. Basketball and Chuck Sturgill. Chuck Sturgill, he's got all kinds of stories, but one story he'll tell you is they scrimmage Elyria's JV team. So, you know, I think we've come a long way at Keystone, and you know, that little farm town now, you know, we've gotten a little bit bigger, and we got some kids that can play basketball, and these kids are excited, and they want to go play everybody we possibly can. And I thank Brett every year for putting us on the schedule. I mean, I think that's great for Lorain County. It's great for our communities that butt up next to each other. It's a great crowd. It's becoming a good rivalry. And, you know, with Elyria's schedule and their conference, they don't always get the packed gyms. And they don't always get that. So Brett knows if he plays Keystone, he's always going to have a packed house. He's going to have a great crowd and create a great atmosphere for his kids and our kids. And that's what it's all about. That's what high school basketball is all about.
Go ahead, Bull.
Well, I was going to say, before we let you go, we've got to rewind 3 minutes. Mark down that time,
8:49.
An old Pac coach and new Lorain County League coach said they actually miss Buckeye. Never thought I would ever hear that in a million years. But
I'm the only one.
The only one that says they miss Buckeye.
I'm the only one.
This fella here to my right, I think Coach is the only one to actually say that.
Yes, he is. That's what I'm saying. Right. We got to mark down the time that he said it. I can't believe I heard that.
I hope Tom's listening right now. Tom, I love you, man. And I would say I'll miss kicking your butt, but we have you on the schedule this year, so we're going to kick your butt again.
Oh, that's great. How do you think they're going to do in that new league?
They're rock solid. Tom does such a good job, and it's a great program. It's a team that you really have to prepare for. They're going to fit right in, and honestly, it's a good move for Buckeye. It really is. I think they're going to be a good fit. I really do.
And it helps them get out of Medina's shadow.
Yeah,
for
definitely.
Years in that county, you've had Medina, and then you get Highland and the Brunswicks, and then there's Buckeye. And yep. Despite all the Buckeye success, they've always been the stepchild behind the curtain no one's ever looked at.
Well, you have these big schools in Medina County, they're, you know, and they kind of dominate things. So throw Highland in there too, and, you know, I went and, you know, a game I scout all the time is Buckeye and Highland, and Buckeye's been right there. So Buckeye's, it's a great program, and the people at Keystone are going to miss them.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you stopping by, man.
Absolutely. Very candid conversation. We love that.
Thanks for everything you guys do for basketball out here.
Thank you, Coach, and I've got your game, I think, next Wednesday, the nightcap in that DeFranco tournament. And then you're stuck with me at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse that next Tuesday, too. So you and I will be seeing and hearing a lot of each other over the next couple
weeks.
Sounds
great.
Hey, for our listeners, guys, what's the game time of that game downtown at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse?
3:00.
3:00. Right. And we're 7:30 in the DeFranco, and Keystone Midview to wrap up the night. We're really excited about it. And that's also been... it's been a great rivalry for us. It's communities right next to one another in our backyard. So hopefully we'll bring a good crowd and it'll be a great atmosphere.
Good stuff, Coach. Coach Holzhauer, thanks again, man. A lot of fun.